see everybody this morning. A little bit chilly. We'll try and warm up quickly. So go ahead and sit down, comfortable seated position. We'll start here, taking a few moments to set the stage for our practice. So long, slow breath in and out the nose. So as we breathe, it's really an exchange. We breathe in oxygen, and we let go of carbon dioxide. But we can do that with other things as well. So let's breathe in acceptance. Let go of judgment. Breathe in kindness. Let go of aggression. Breathe in acceptance. Awareness. Let go of our tendency to take our body and breath for granted. So be aware if there's any particular part of your body that needs special attention and care today. Adjust your practice accordingly. Take as many breaks as you want, anytime you want to. So let's start now by releasing our neck. Our head gently flowing side to side. Making our way back to center. Let's take our shoulders up toward our ears and then back and down. Great big circles. Release the stress from your shoulders. A lot of language around stress in our shoulders. The weight of the world on our shoulders. Shouldering responsibility. Let all that go. And now with our shoulders a little more free, let's relax. And then take our torso now over toward one knee. And then circling around with a great big circle, we come toward the other knee and back up. Let your circles get bigger and bigger. When you finish your next circle, change the direction of your circle, but just keep them flowing. Feel your body begin to release and wake up. One more circle. And then when you return to center, let's take hands to the heart. Let's let this be a heart-led practice today. Pouring your heart into it. Now inhaling, let's reach arms up into the air. Exhale, we stretch our arms out in front of us to a forward bend. Let's plant our hands on the mat, spreading our fingers as wide as they're willing to go. Our legs step back now. We'll tuck our toes under, reaching our hips up into the sky. Downward facing dog. Bend into your knees if your legs feel a little tight this morning. Treat yourself with kindness. Now, once you feel a nice, steady down dog, here, let's rise up onto our toes. And then we'll lower one heel at a time toward the mat. Flow side to side. Just a moment to prepare our legs for the poses to come. Stretch out some of that tension we feel back there. Now let's walk our hands back toward our feet as we come to a standing forward bend. Our feet firmly rooting onto the mat. Still a little bend in the knees. Make our low back a little more comfortable. Head hanging down. You can wrap fingertips around elbows and take hands wherever they're comfortable. Take a nice deep breath that agrees to let go a little bit more. Now returning hands to the mat, we're walking ourselves out again to downward facing dog. Inhaling, let's shift our shoulders over our wrists, dropping our knees to the mat, a kneeling plank. Exhaling, we'll sit our hips back to our heels to child's pose. Now let's inhale again to kneeling plank. Shoulders come over the wrists, and then turning the toes under, this exhale takes us up to downward facing dog. So now dance with your breath. Each inhale comes back to kneeling plank. The exhales alternate between child's pose and down dog. Nice awakening for our body. Now the next time you find yourself in child's pose, just remain there for a moment. We'll let everybody else catch up. And we'll all meet right here in child's pose. So this is a great place to rest. You're welcome to take a break here anytime you want. Doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Now with fingers open wide again, let's tuck our toes under. Our hips reach up to the sky, downward facing dog. Now let's step our right foot up to our hands. Left knee touches down to the mat, a kneeling lunge. Inhaling, the arms fly up to the sky. Exhale, hands reach down to the mat. Let's step the right foot back again. Inhale, kneeling plank. This time, let's exhale and lower all the way down. Inhaling, we arch our back into a little cobra. And then exhale, child's pose. Toes turning under, our hips reach to the sky. Downward facing dog. Now the left foot steps forward. Dropping the right knee, it's kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands float back down. Left foot steps back. With an inhale, let's shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And then exhaling back, child's pose. Let's keep flowing. Toes turn under, hips reach to the sky. Right foot steps up to the front with the left knee setting down, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come back down. Let's step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra, a little back bend. Exhale, child's pose. One more flow. Let's turn the toes under, hips reaching up. We'll step the left foot forward, kneeling lunge. Exhale, reaching hands back to the mat, we'll step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes turning under once again, let's reach our hips up to downward facing dog. This time we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Nice big inhale, we'll fly up to the sky. Exhale, hands come to the heart. Let's take our hands onto our thighs. Feet are hip distance apart. A standing variation on cat and cow to prepare our spine. So as we inhale, let's lift our tailbone, bringing our heart forward, looking up. Exhaling, we round the back. Tailbone, chin tucked downward. Now flow to the rhythm of your breath. Feel your back stretch and open. Warming up for the poses to come. Now, next inhale, let's reach all the way. Exhaling, hands to the heart. And check to see that you're standing at the front end of your mat as we finish our warm-up with a sun salutation. Inhaling, we reach all the way up. Exhale, hips sit back, chair pose. Inhale, flying back up, even adding a little back bend if you want to. And then exhaling, let's swoop down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And then exhaling, we'll plant our hands on the mat, stepping our right foot back, choosing either a kneeling lunge or a straight leg lunge. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, hands return to the mat. The left foot is stepping back, either plank with straight legs or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, let's arch up. And then with an exhale, we flow all the way back, down dog. Right leg reaches up, tickles the sky. Now let's step that foot up to our hands. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling the arms up. And exhaling, hands back down. As we step the left foot up to the front. Inhale, soaring up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, nice big lift. That little arch back if you want. Exhale, we sail down. Inhale, lift up to a flat back. And exhaling, hands come to the mat and we'll step our left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, let the hands go. We'll step back again. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And then with an exhale, we press back. Down dog. And our left foot reaches up to the sky. Let's step the left foot all the way forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, release. Right foot steps up to meet its mate. With an inhale, we fly up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up. Optional little back bend. Exhaling, let's spread our wings and fly. Inhale, halfway up. Lengthen the back. And then exhaling, we take hands to the mat as we walk our feet back. And we find downward facing dog. Take a moment here in this down dog to just feel the warmth of the energy you've awakened in your body. Feel it begin to flow through you. And make a commitment to a deep and steady breath, a present mind, to get the very most out of your practice today. And we'll move now to our standing flow. So let's look up to our hands and either walk or lightly jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we reach all the way up. And exhale, hands float down to the heart. And let's drop our hands to our sides. With our next natural inhale, let's reach the arms up into the air, taking the right foot off the mat as we balance on the left leg. Fingertips reach the sky, crown of the head lifting up. Take that right leg only as high as feels comfortable for you. And find a steady pace to your breath to keep your body steady. Let's release the leg and the arms as they sweep around in a big circle. We set our hips back. Chair pose. Feel your hips reach back as the weight of your body comes into your heels. Now let's lengthen our spine by dropping the tailbone slightly, lifting the heart a little bit. Feel that length. Either stay right here or roll up onto your toes if you want to add some balance to this pose. Legs are really coming alive. Add some volume to your breath. Now reaching up, exhale, hands come to the heart. And then dropping hands to our side, let's feel a connection with our right foot to the mat. As we reach both arms forward, left leg comes off the mat. Feel tall. Feel yourself straight up and down, not levering back at all. Left leg comes just as high as feels right for your body. Breathing in. Breathing out. As we release our leg, let's circle our hands down and around, reaching hips back, chair pose. Take that extra moment to find a nice length in your spine. And then choose, if you want to come up onto your toes. Maybe the second chair, our hips sink back a little deeper as we feel even stronger. As we connect more with our breath, staying present. Let's lift our heart a little more so our arms reach up tall. And then standing all the way up, with an exhale, we swan dive forward. Hands come onto the mat, and let's walk or lightly jump our feet back for a vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, we arch up.
And let's take our exhale back again. Down dog. Now our right leg reaches up to the sky. Let's step our right foot up to our hands. This time we'll plant our back foot on the mat, reaching up to find warrior one. That nice straight ahead bend in the front knee. Feel both feet connect to the earth. Each one of us finding the essence of this pose in our own way. It's not going to look the same on everybody. So let yourself become so intensely present that you don't even notice anything else but your own body, your own breath, your own mat. Now let's release hands to the heart. We'll straighten the front leg, preparing for pyramid pose. Some will like a little step in before coming into pyramid pose, so do that if you want to. Both legs are straight and active now, and we'll take hands either to the hips or in a prayer behind our back. Now let's tilt our pelvis forward as we slowly enter pyramid pose. A real deep stretch for that front leg. So enter slowly, heart leading the way. Find the place where your own hamstring says it's just enough stretch. And then just breathe and relax right there. Enjoy each moment, each breath. Your body loves this. Now let's release both hands onto the mat. Stepping up onto the right foot, we reach the left leg up into the air, standing splits. The crown of our head drops straight down toward the ground. Some will take this even deeper by wrapping the right hand around the right leg, pulling the torso in even closer. But there are always options, and you can take them or not. That's your choice. Be where you should be today. Now let's take the left leg and set it back down next to the right. Inhale, fly all the way. Exhale, chair. Inhale, stretch up top. Take a little back bend if it feels good. And then exhale, and let's dive forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, we'll take our hands to the mat and either walk or lightly jump our feet back. And let's take a vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhaling. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling. Hips reach to the sky. Down dog. So let's revisit that flow on the other side now. The left leg reaches up to the sky. We're stepping the left foot up to our hands with the back foot firmly rooting down. Reach up. Warrior one. So as you reach up, can you feel the channels of energy in your body becoming more free? The stress, the tension of life chokes those nice channels of energy. So stretch up, remove those chokeholds. Let your energy flow. Now dropping hands to the heart, we straighten the left leg. Prepare for pyramid pose. Take that little step in if you like. Hands drop down into the hips or maybe that prayer behind your back. Tilting the pelvis forward. So pyramid pose and warrior one, these are forward facing poses. So swivel your hips around so they face the front of the room. Heart leading your way as you just ease into the pose. Working with your own body. You know your body better than anybody else. So where is it the right fit for you? Where is it not an overstretch, but just the right amount of stretch? Now releasing hands to the mat, we step onto the left foot, standing splits. Right leg sweeping up to the sky, the head dropping down. Steady breath. Remember, you have that option to drape your left hand around your left leg to come deeper only if you want to. Now carefully, let's return the right leg to the mat next to the left foot. Inhaling, reach all the way. And exhale, chair. Inhale with a big stretch. Maybe a little arch back. Exhaling. We fold forward. Inhale, lifting up halfway. And then exhaling, let's return our hands to the mat as we walk or lightly jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale to arch up. Exhaling back, down dog. Let's release our knees to the mat, coming to all fours. A little upper body strengthening. Walk your hands back until they come right under your shoulders. Set your knees side by side. Now let's reach our right leg up to the sky as we look up with an inhale. Exhale, knee to chest, chin to chest, a rounded back. Inhale, reaching the foot up, gazing upward. This time with an exhale and with strength, let's lower our shoulders toward the mat. Inhale, strong muscles pushing back up. Exhale, knee to chest. Inhale, foot touches the sky. And exhale, shoulders dip to the mat. Inhale, find your strength. Exhale, knee to chest. Inhale, foot reaching up, and then let's set that right leg back onto the mat. Moving to the other side now. Inhaling the left foot up, gazing upward. Exhale, knee to chest. Inhale, reach the foot up. Exhale, elbows bending straight back as our arms hug our ribcage. Lowering and lifting. And knee to chest. Inhale, footprint on the ceiling. Exhale, lower. And let's take knee to chest once again. Inhaling the foot up and then dropping the left knee back down to the mat. Returning our hands to their down dog position now. Let's tuck our toes under as we reach our hips up like the peak of a tall mountain. Right leg now reaches up into the sky. Let's step our right foot up to our hands. This time walking ourselves around to the side of our mat. Hands come onto the thighs. Let's lift up to standing. With a nice big inhale, reach your arms straight out from the shoulders, parallel to the floor. Starting with triangle pose now. Let's shift our right foot around so the toes face the front of the room. Feel your legs engage as if your thighs are spiraling toward each other. Now let's tilt our pelvis sideways. It allows us to stretch our torso out over the right leg. Keep reaching out, and then when you've gone as far as you can, set the right hand wherever it lands on your right leg. Left arm reaches up to the sky. Now feel all those straight lines in your body. The straight lines of your legs, the straight lines of your arms, the straight line of your spine, of your sides. If it's okay with your neck, turn your chin to your left shoulder and gaze up to the fingertips and the ceiling above them. Create space in your body and fill that space up with breath. Now let's press our feet into the floor as we lift back up to standing. Turning the right foot back to the long side of our mat, let's take our hands to our hips. And we'll pour ourselves forward, a forward bend. Releasing hands to the floor, let's take a twist here. So we'll take the right hand under our face. The left hand comes and sits at our low back. Take a moment to find a little length in your spine first. Then let's rotate our shoulders and torso open to the left. Once you're in the twist, you can take that left arm up to the sky if you'd like. Or you can keep it at your low back, so find how it feels best for you. Keep breathing in and breathing out. And then untwisting both hands, return to the floor. Let's walk our hands out as if we were taking a downward facing dog. So we plant our hands, opening our fingers wide. Pushing back through our hips, we extend our spine and our arms. Head just rests between our arms. That instant calm of a forward bend. Now let's walk our hands back again. This time we'll take the left hand under our face and the right hand sets up at our low back. Lengthening first, then rotating open to the right this time, returning to that twist. So right arm can reach to the sky or stay at your back. Think about the position of your head. The neck is part of the spine. So don't let your head drop down toward the ground, but keep reaching out to the crown of your head. So your neck is nice and long. And untwist. Taking hands onto the thighs, we lift ourselves back up to stand. Let's reach our arms parallel to the floor.
Triangle to the other side now. Let's start by checking in with our right foot. If it's swiveled a little out, let's take it back to the long side of our mat.
Now we'll turn our left foot to face the back wall.
Engage your legs, and then let's tilt our pelvis to the side, lengthening out over our left leg for triangle pose.
Left arm sets down on the leg, the right arm reaches up.
Now keep exploring ways to align your body directly over your legs.
For many of us, that actually means bringing the hand up slightly higher on the leg.
So try that. See if you find that aha moment where you're directly lined up over your legs.
Maybe you're turning your head to gaze up to the sky above.
Now pressing into the feet, let's return to standing.
Hands drop down to our hips, so we'll swivel the left foot back around to the long side of our mat.
And let's release our hands behind our back as we join our hands together. Lifting up through our heart, let's begin to roll our shoulders back, reaching the hands down. A great chance to open our heart, our chest, the front of our body. To reverse that rounded posture we experience when we're not sitting up straight. Feel how good that feels. Take a great big breath. And then keeping hands here, let's fold into a forward bend.
As you come down into this forward bend, if you have the flexibility, let your arms reach away from your back. But if you don't have that flexibility, that's okay. You're just like many of us. And hanging down. And now we'll release our hands to the mat. And let's walk ourselves around to the front end of our mat. Planting hands, we're stepping back, downward facing dog. This time we'll take two vinyasas. So if you'd like to add intensity this time, reach your right leg up into the air. Again, this is only an option. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale and we arch.
And let's ride our exhale back to down dog. Second vinyasa, if you're adding intensity, the left leg is reaching to the sky. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arching up.
And we take our exhale back again, down dog. Let's reach our right leg up to the sky. Step that foot way up to the hands, and with wide open legs, let's plant the back foot and open our body to warrior two.
Arms are stretched out as wide as they'll go. We maintain the safety of our knee by making sure the foot and the knee point straight ahead. Chin turns to the right shoulder as we gaze out beyond our fingertips, out to the horizon. Your shoulders relax. Let your hips sink into the steady base you create. I am open to all possibilities. Breathing in, breathing out. Are you here? 100% present. Fully involved. Now take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand up and then let's reach that right hand up beyond our back.
The left arm is dripping down the left leg. Reverse warrior. Keep the bend in your front knee, but feel the right side of your body opening up. Let your breath tickle that space between your ribs.
Now folding, we bend the right arm and place it on the right thigh.
Side angle pose. Let your left fingertips reach straight up to the sky.
Align your body directly over your legs again. Now some will be able to maintain that alignment while taking the right hand all the way to the floor. Many of us should stay right here. Working with ourselves, with a sense of awareness and kindness.
Letting ourselves be right where we need to be. Here again, turn your chin to the left shoulder if that's okay with your neck. And now gently releasing both hands down to the mat. Let's step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower. Inhaling to arch up.
And then our exhale takes us back again, down dog. Flowing through the other side now. Let's take the left leg way up into the sky.
Stepping the left foot up to the hands, the back foot firmly planted. We open wide again, warrior two. So now our chin reaches over to the left shoulder as we face the opposite direction. So keep exploring ways to find more space, more sense of opening in your body. Every breath becomes an opportunity for you to explore your place in this pose. Let's take that little reach forward. As we turn the left hand upward, let's reach it back beyond our head, reverse warrior. The right hand now drapes down the right leg, and it's the left side of our body that's growing in length. So stretch back until it feels so wonderful, you can almost taste it. Now we'll bend the left arm and set it on the left leg. Side angle pose. Right arm floats up to the sky above you. Turning our torso forward, maybe we're rolling the right hip and shoulder backwards a little bit so that our torso opens even wider, creating even more space. Option to take the left hand to the mat if that's the right thing for you. Enjoy the rhythm of your breath. Feel the texture of each breath as it flows deeper and deeper through you. And now folding carefully down to the mat. Let's step back for side plank with the left hand on the mat. So either come first to plank pose and rotate your body sideways, reaching the right arm to the sky. Or first drop down onto all fours, taking the right leg out to the end of the mat and the right arm up to the sky. You feel the similarity in this pose with the ones we just did. Our body facing sideways with space and opening. Reaching the arms long, maybe turning the chin up to the right shoulder. Using our breath. Now let's fold back down. In between sides, take either a break or a vinyasa, whatever you choose. If you're following me, inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. And then we'll flow back with our exhale to down dog. And let's move right into side plank now with the right hand on the mat. So go to your starting place, which will either be plank pose or all fours. So this time as we reach our left arm to the sky, we find our body opening in the opposite direction. Create length and space. Reach out as if your arm span was unlimited. Roll backwards a little bit as you open even farther. One more breath here. And then let's fold back down to the mat. Stepping back for downward facing dog, and let's take our last standing series. Looking up to our hands now, let's walk or lightly jump our feet up to our hands. Inhaling, we fly to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, circling up. Little back bend if you want. And exhale, let's dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, we'll take our hands to the mat and let's step our right foot back. Returning to lunge or kneeling lunge. So build this lunge from the ground up with nice supportive feet. Strong structure in the legs so you feel a supportive base. Now, if this feels too intense or not supportive enough, drop your back knee to the mat because we want that nice, steady base so that our upper body is free to keep expanding. As if we're blossoming open like a flower with each breath. Find your own full expression of this pose. Where does it feel best for you? Now, releasing hands to the heart, let's take this to a prayer-style twist. So we'll cross our right elbow over our left leg. And then pressing hand to hand, elbow to knee with a long body, let's rotate our torso open to the left. Now, once you've found this twist, you can expand your arms earth to sky if you like, or you can maintain a prayer that works even closer to the center of your heart. Here again, if you feel at all unsteady, drop the back knee to the mat.
Now let's untwist. We'll take hands down and drop our back knee. Now let's heel toe our left foot out to the edge of our mat. Take both hands to the inside of that foot, maybe scooting back a little deeper through the right leg. Now if you have the opening here, drop down onto the forearms. Some might even wrap the left arm underneath the left leg and around the ankle. It's a nice opening for the inner hip, the groin, the hip flexor on the right leg. So relax into it. Find where it feels right for you. Check to see that your ankle is not behind your knee. We want to keep our knee safe. It's a vulnerable joint. Find the relaxing breath that helps you deepen this pose little by little. Now let's come back onto our hands. And from here, we're going to carefully maneuver that left foot over to the right as we drop into pigeon pose. So take a moment to find a nice centered place in pigeon pose. Either looking up and lifting the torso or walking your hands forward and dropping the torso downward. So now we'll open the outside of the hip. To bring your awareness to your left hip, let your eyes close. This is all about what's happening on the inside. Each breath, try and let go a little more to work deeper and deeper into that left hip. We've got lots of tension stored in there. Let's ease it out. Now, taking hands back onto the mat. Let's curl our right toes under as we step back to down dog and flow through our vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And then exhaling, we push back, down dog. Let's take our last side now. Looking up to our hands, we'll walk or lightly jump our feet up to our hands. Great big inhale, and we reach all the way. Exhale, chair. Inhaling up on the wings of our breath. Little back bend is optional. And with an exhale, we fold forward. Inhale, halfway lift. And let's exhale, taking our hands to the mat, stepping our left foot back. Let's find lunge or kneeling lunge. Firm feet. Strong supportive structure through the legs. Find your steady base. Knee to the mat or off, which is right for you. And then we breathe, we enjoy, we expand. Now dropping hands to the heart, prayer style twist. Let's hook the left elbow over the right leg. And then with that little bit of leverage between the arm and the leg, our torso twists open to the right this time. Arms expanded or prayer by the heart, whichever feels good for you. At any time, use your back knee for more support. And now untwisting, our hands come to the mat. As we drop the back knee, let's heel toe the right foot out to the edge of our mat. Slowly sinking down into this pose that opens the inner hip, the groin area, the left hip flexor. Using our breath as our ally. Breathing in oxygen, breathing out and letting go. Relaxing more and more. Now taking hands back onto the mat, let's maneuver our right foot over to the left side as we slowly lower into pigeon pose. Get a nice centered feeling in pigeon pose and then make it fit your own body. As if you're a sculptor, sculpt this pose to meet your needs. Now close your eyes, focus on your right hip. We have tension locked there, so our keys to unlock the tension are our breath, relaxation, letting go, to use every tool that you have, every key that you have on your key ring, to let that emotional tension drain away. Slowly take our hands back onto the mat. Left toes tucking under. Let's step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale with a nice back bend. And then exhaling, we push back, down dog. But let's drop our knees to the mat now as we stretch our hips back to our heels for child's pose. So cocoon yourself in this child's pose. Find the comfort of your breath. Feel how much more open your body is. Take a deep breath and see how much farther down your breath travels. Up to our hands. We'll spread our fingers wide on the mat, tucking our toes under, our hips reach to the sky, returning to downward facing dog. And now slowly let's walk our feet up to our hands. And with an inhale that's especially long and peaceful, let's roll ourselves back up to stand. Hands reach to the sky and then drop down to our heart. Let's take a balancing series. So we're balancing first on our right leg. So take a moment to shift your center of gravity to the right. Establish a nice foundation. And then we'll cross the left ankle over the right thigh, grabbing a hold of the foot with the right hand. Stand it nice and tall. Slipping the left hand behind our back, either to the low back or maybe even around to the crook of the elbow. Some who have greater freedom here might be able to hold the foot from behind with the left hand. And if that's true for you, you can take your right hand up to the sky. Breathing easy and steady. Finding a focus that allows us to be steady in the body, steady in the mind. Now slowly, let's allow our hips to sit gently back. Once you have the ability to release your hands, take hands to the heart. Feel your spine tall. Imagine an invisible thread pulling your head up toward the ceiling. Now come up just a little bit. Reach the arms out from the shoulders. Let's prepare for eagle pose. So we'll weave the left leg high around the right. And let's cross the right arm over the left, bending at the elbows. Bringing the elbows up to the height of our shoulder opens our back even more. As our arms lift, maybe our hips sink a little bit down. Now just work on part of this if it's just too much for today. And then release. So give your body the gift of whatever little stretch feels releasing to you right now. And then when you feel ready, let's prepare to balance on the left leg. Shifting the center of gravity over, spreading the foot wide. And then taking the right ankle across the left thigh. Let's grab the foot in the left hand. Right hand slipping behind the back. You can remember the options from the other side and do this in the way that works for you. Steady focus, steady breath. Slowly breathing in and out. Gently we lower the hips. Hands come to the heart at some point. Spine nice and tall. And then our arms reach out from the shoulders as we come up a little bit. Braiding the right leg high around the left now. We cross the left elbow over the right. Elbows rise up as the hips sink gently down.
release your eagle pose. Release your body. And when you're ready, a nice, great, big, joyful breath in as our arms reach to the sky. Exhaling, we bow forward. Releasing hands to the mat, let's walk our feet back. Once again, dropping our knees to the mat, we enjoy child's pose. Hips reach back to the nest of our heels. If you want to add a little side stretch to this child's pose, walk your hands off to the right side of your mat. Press in through the left hip and lengthen the left side of the body. And we'll walk our hands back to the center. And then off to the left side of our mat. Now we feel our right hip stretching back. Right side of our body lengthening. And once again, returning hands to the center. Let's walk our hands back in toward our body now. Coming to camel for back bending. If you'd like a little more comfort for your knees, take a fold in your mat so you have a little cushion to place your knees on. So knees come either directly under the hips or even a tiny bit wider if you'd like a little more support. Toes tucking under, let's stand up onto both knees. Now we engage our lower body so we have a nice firm support. So engage your legs, engage your glutes. Take our hands and make fists at our low back. Lifting up through the heart, we begin to roll our shoulders back. Feel your ribcage lift up and away from your hips so you have a nice bit of space in your low back. Then begin drawing your heart up toward the sky. The front of the body presses forward. If you have more freedom in this pose, you can drop hands to the heels, keeping the hips facing forward. Find where it fits for you. Breathe in, breathe out. Back bends are exhilarating. They can be a little scary too. Come to the place where you're safe and comfortable. And slowly come back up. And we'll release that back bend into child's pose, countering back bend with forward bend. On your way down into child's pose, release the fold in your mat. Ah, erase the traces of that pose as you stretch back. And then let's walk our hands in once again toward our body. Crossing our ankles, we come around to sit. Just come to a place on your mat where you can roll back, either rolling on your back, knees to chest, or lifting your hips way up over your head into plow or partial plow. Take a nice deep breath here. And now let's roll back up, and as we do, let's slide the left foot to the inner right thigh for a forward bend. Right leg stretching out onto the mat, we reach our arms up. Exhaling, tilt the pelvis forward. Ah. Stay here or deepen a little more by lifting up again with one more inhale, seducing the hips back a little deeper. And exhaling to recommit. Now let your body melt into this forward bend. Close your eyes. Invite your body to let go. We're working into the deeper layers now. It's a long, slow breath. It's natural for our mind to want to drift away, but let's keep bringing it back to our breath, knowing that the more present we can be, the more benefit we'll receive. Now let's roll back again. Knees to chest, plow or partial plow. And this time when we roll carefully forward, we'll slip the right foot to the left inner thigh. Inhaling the arms up. Exhale, tilt the hips forward. Staying here, taking that extra deepening breath. And close your eyes. Be right here, right now. Aware of each sensation, aware of each breath. Continuing to invite and allow your body to open more, but never forcing. It's just a gentle permission so that your body opens at its own pace, safely. time, let's all roll back knees to chest. So roll onto your back. Give yourself a loving embrace. Maybe a little rock side to side. Now let's take our hands to a prayer at our heart. We'll lift our legs straight up into the air as we work on some abdominal strength. Now pull your belly in and then take that prayer and pulse it up toward the ceiling. Little pulses up and down. Now take that prayer over to the left side of your legs. Keep breathing as you pulse up and down. Feeling that abdominal strength. Coming back to center now. And then over to the right. And once more, center. Keep breathing, but feel the strength. And then knees to chest. Give yourself another hug, and then let's move to inversions. So if you'd like to take a shoulder stand today, lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders. Hands come onto the low back as a support. If for any reason that doesn't feel like the right pose for today, take a bridge pose, planting the feet on the mat with feet and knees pointing straight ahead. Push the feet into the floor to allow the hips to rise up to the sky. Feel your sense, yourself decompress. Enjoy your breath as you de-stress. Detoxify. Now slowly, carefully begin lowering yourself back onto the mat. Come down one vertebra at a time so your neck and back are safe. If you've been in a bridge or a wheel pose, tuck your knees to your chest to release your back. And let's counter these poses with fish pose. Our feet come all the way out onto the mat. We slip our hands underneath our hips. Now let's sit on our hands for a moment as we tuck our forearms deeply under our back. Shoulders roll together as our heart lifts to the sky. And then we'll gently, carefully drop our head all the way back. Find that place where you feel a nice opening in your neck and your chest. Collarbones, heart wide open. And then to release, we first bring the chin in. And then gently lower that fish pose back onto the mat. Release your hands from under your hips and let's take our arms to the floor behind our head. Stretch your body as long as it'll go as we approach our last twist. Then reach down, finding the right knee and guiding that knee over to the left. Roll over onto your left hip. And then let your chin drop over to the right shoulder. Feels so good. Enjoy a couple of nice deep breaths. Gently release the right knee. Roll yourself back onto your mat. Find your way back to the center spot on your mat. And then once again, let's extend both legs, reaching the arms to the floor behind our back. Each time we twist, we get length in our spine first. Reach down, find the left knee. Guide that knee to the right as you drop your head toward the opposite direction. That spiral staircase of a twist, curving up your back and into your neck. Release any last bits of tension as we lubricate the spine and we tone the organs in our abdominal cavity. Now let's gently release the left leg. Rolling back onto our mat now, let's come to our final relaxation. So once again, find the center of your mat. Release your body to the floor. Close your eyes. Let your palms roll open, inviting a sense of receptivity.
Your only job now to relax and breathe. To feel every cell in your body celebrate. To receive the gifts of your practice. Taking this time, our body integrates all of what we've just done. Enjoy the flow, the rhythm of your breath. On this Earth Day weekend, I'm reading today the words of Chief Yellow Lark from the Lakota. Earth, teach me suffering, as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me courage, as the tree which stands alone. Earth, teach me freedom, as the eagle which soars in the sky. Earth, teach me to forget myself, as melted snow forgets its life. Earth, teach me regeneration, as the seed which rises in the spring. Earth, teach me humility, as blossoms are humble with beginning. As we go through this weekend, let's remind ourselves to celebrate the gifts we receive from the earth and to appreciate its beauty. You are welcome to stay here and enjoy your relaxation as long as you'd like. If you now feel ready to move on into your day, first honor your practice with a closure that's meaningful to you. And then at the time that you feel ready, ease your way over onto your right side. Allow yourself to just relax there for a moment. Enjoying the afterglow of your practice and how great you feel. And then if you're moving on now, ease your way back to a comfortable seated position. So now we've come full circle. This is where we began, and this is where we will close. But notice the ways in which you feel different now. And take a moment to celebrate how great you feel with your own quiet appreciation for your practice today. Just as we began, let's release our neck as we allow our head to gently flow side to side. Now let's make our way back to center. Inhaling, our arms reach up overhead. Hands joining together prayerfully. Let's take our hands first to our forehead for appreciation in our thoughts today. And now onto our lips for appreciation in our words. And to our heart for appreciation in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.